Welcome to Back in the Game, a sports and mindset podcast. I'm Rob Bumbacco. In this podcast, we're here to share with you the mental skills you need to help improve your performance and get your head back in the game. We'll offer practical applications and diverse perspectives to help you apply these mental skills to your life. Hey everyone, welcome to Back in the Game, a sports and mindset podcast. One of the best examples of how powerful the mind is Roger Bannister. So for those of you who don't know, Roger Bannister was the first person to ever break the 4-minute mile. So nobody had accomplished this feat prior to him. And within 10 years after he did it, over 300 people accomplished the feat. So what does this say? So it says that in order to accomplish things, we first have to believe we can accomplish them, right? So before something can be possible, we have to believe it's possible. So prior to Roger, this feat was looked at as impossible. Nobody had done it. Once other people saw that Roger did this, all of a sudden it became possible. And other people were able to go on and accomplish this. So in terms of our own goals and things we're working on, how do we get to that place where we believe what we're working toward is possible? Because a lot of times we have doubt, we question ourselves, and again, those things get in the way of us achieving what we want to achieve. So what often happens is we have these things called core beliefs. So a core belief may be, I'm not good enough, or you know, I'm a failure. And these obviously do damage and, as I said, prevent us from getting to where we want to be. So in order to work on these things, we have to change the belief. We have to come up with a new belief. So for instance, it could be that anything is possible as long as I put the work in. Could be the new belief. And what we want to do when we have these negative beliefs, right, that, again, I'm not good enough, what we often do is we constantly seek out examples or reasons to basically strengthen that belief, right? So, you know, we'll focus on the times we weren't successful or all those things to kind of prove that belief to be true. So with our new belief, again, the example I gave, anything is possible if I put the work in, we want to do the same thing. So again, a journal exercise, we would come up with this new belief and we want to find examples to prove this belief true. So we would look at reasons or examples of times where maybe we did doubt ourselves, but we worked really hard and we accomplished something we didn't think we could accomplish. Or if you're an athlete, look at where you are now to where you were when you first started, all the skills that you have now, the work that you put in. So we want to document these things, right? And strengthen that new belief. And now, anytime that you may have some of that doubt, we can go back to this these examples, this list, to show and prove your new belief to be true. So take some time, think about something that maybe you're working on now that, you know, maybe you're questioning it. Am I able to get there? Can I get there? And use this exercise of creating a new belief, right? A more productive, effective belief, and find examples from the past to start of things that prove this new belief to be true. And moving forward, we want to seek out all evidence that kind of fits into this new belief. Okay, so times, you know, moving forward that you're successful, times that, again, the hard work pays off. We want to document all these things in our journal because, again, it's a great thing to go back to when times get a little tough and maybe some of that doubt creeps in. Thanks for joining us today. Hope this was helpful. Remember to subscribe to our podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Thanks. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Back in the Game, a sports and mindset podcast. Please make sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Facebook. We hope you can join us next time as we continue to discuss the mental skills that you need to get your mind back in the game and perform at your best.